And with town meeting season upon us, a number of school districts around the state are considering adding full-day kindergarten. And HPR's Jason Moon reports on a few of the proposals.
Voters in Dunbarton will consider a $75,000 proposal to create a conditional full-day kindergarten program. Conditional meaning when enrollment in other grades leaves enough room for a kindergarten class. Dunbarton's half-day program has only 8 students now, but school officials are confident that expanding to full-day will bring in students currently attending private programs. Clement Madden is a member of the Dunbarton School Board.
It's a very modest proposal. We're not asking for a moonshot. We're trying to accommodate what we think would be best for the students without, hammering on the tax rate.
Meanwhile, Exeter School District is also looking at full-day kindergarten, though their proposal is a bit less modest. Voters there will consider whether to okay a $5.4 million addition to Main Street School to make room for a program. Steve Adler is principal.
We run a 2.5-hour half-day kindergarten program for many, many years, and we work really hard to do what we can, but it's limited in what we can do, and we're working really hard to try to bring full-day kindergarten here to Exeter.
Main Street School currently has 128 kindergartners. Residents in Lyme already had their say on expanding to a tuition-based full-day program. Voters there narrowly defeated the proposal, citing concerns that the tuition would disadvantage low-income families. The number of full-day kindergarten programs in the state has been growing steadily over the last several years, but according to a recent study, just 55% of kindergarten-age students in the state were in full-day programs in 2013. That compared to the national average of around 75%. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.